Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Shocking deaths in Queens, newlyweds in an apparent murder-suicide. Police say a 27-year-old woman was found dead of stab wounds inside 8912 Albert Road in Ozone Park just before 7:30 last night. She's been identified as Donnie Dojoy, and she apparently lived at a different address in Queens. A relative tells the Daily News she was a newlywed, and her husband sent a text admitting to the killing. The cousin says the man confessed he'd killed his wife and was going to kill himself. Police later found the body of a man hanging from a tree in Spring Creek Park. They haven't released an identity on him, but sources do tell the paper it appears to be the husband. The relatives say the couple had just married in July, but were not living together. Authorities are expected to give more information later. In this cold, some 7,000 NYCHA residents were without heat or hot water for part of it. Daily News quoting the authorities' own numbers for six developments in the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn from yesterday. In the Bronx, Aisha Hall told CBS 2 News,
"We haven't had heat all day today. This is like a daily, it always happens in Castlewood houses."
Another resident frustrated,
"The coldest day out the year. Pay my rent. Don't give them no problems. I wouldn't be treated like a human."
NYCHA says Castle Hill had heat again last night. Reports were underway at other developments as well. It's unclear if everybody is back on right now. He ran the marathon and never made it home. British authorities concerned about Christopher Ruane, who was due to fly back to Uckfield in Sussex on Monday. He didn't make that flight. He hasn't been heard from since the race. Photos show him running, and records do show he finished in 7 hours. British authorities say he may have gone to Astoria, Queens, or Midtown Manhattan, but both the NYPD and Sussex authorities want any help they can get, urging anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. They have a suspect in a vicious attack on an 81-year-old man in the Bronx. 44-year-old Denroy Anthony taken in on two charges of assault. In the attack, caught on video, a man seen walking up behind the 81-year-old as he read a newspaper on Jerome Avenue in University Heights. Suspect kicked the victim in the small of the back, sending him to the ground, and just walked off. The victim suffered shoulder and wrist injuries, but is recovering. It's murder and arson charges for a New Jersey man in the stabbing of his father and a family friend after a Wednesday fire. Middlesex County authorities say they charged 21-year-old Jerry Kitchen yesterday with two counts of murder and aggravated arson in the deaths. The bodies of Clifford Kitchen and the friend, whose name still hasn't been released, were found inside the burning home. There's no word so far on a hearing or bail for Jerry Kitchen. A bizarre and shocking incident in a downtown subway station. Police say a man was on the Brooklyn-bound platform at the Chambers Street ACE station Thursday night when he started yelling at a 23-year-old woman and slugged her in the back of the head. Then authorities say the man jumped off the platform right at an oncoming A train. He smashed through the door glass, fell into the operator's lap. Police scooped up 29-year-old Jeremy Gonzalez. He faces a long list of charges. He was taken to Bellevue for psychiatric evaluation. The female victim suffered a strained wrist. There is no word of any harm to the train operator. MTA President Andy Byford told reporters he's appalled by what he called a bizarre and an inexplicable incident. It's beginning to look a lot like, well, you know, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrives today.
The 60-plus-year-old tree was cut down in the front yard of Carol Schultz's home in Florida, New York. She told News 12 Westchester that she bought it as a sapling when she first moved in the late 1950s, and after keeping it in the house for a while, she planted it in the front yard.
Kept telling it, it's beautiful, you're going to make it, you're going to be there someday.
Once it's secured on its platform in front of the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink today, crews will begin the work of covering it in over 50,000 lights. While the tree lighting ceremony isn't until December 4th, the 77-foot-tall, 46-foot-wide Norway spruce will get plenty of visitors before then. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Yeah, we've all been there, desperate for that first cup of coffee, but we haven't all trashed a Dunkin' Donuts to get it. Police say that's exactly what a woman did in Jamaica, Queens yesterday. Apparently, the lady stomped in just before 6 a.m. screaming, "I want coffee," and banging on the counter. Workers tell the Daily News she threw everything from coffee cups to waffle cones. And no, she didn't get the coffee. So, you think the MTA doesn't read those mean tweets? Wrong. NYC Subway Transit Twitter just hit 1 million followers, and MTA President Andy Byford celebrated with an interpretive reading.
I have to report an emergency. There is a man standing in the 82nd Street subway, clipping his fingernails on the stairway, and he needs to be arrested immediately. Really? Who does that?
Yeah, really, who does that? You can see the video of Byford and other workers reading the mean tweets on YouTube.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.